Welcome to the Small Batch edition of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour, our roundtable podcast about what we're watching, reading, and listening to. I'm Linda Holmes. I'm the editor of NPR's pop culture blog, Monkey See, and I'm here with Stephen Thompson, a writer and editor at NPR Music. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Linda.
Monday night, television took the occasion of the Emmy Awards as a moment to reflect, consider the last year, and conclude that what was really, really good was last year's Emmy Awards and 2012's Emmy Awards, and in some cases, 2011 and 2010's Emmy Awards, and so on.
Yeah. Okay, how do we fix the Emmy Awards?
Well, here's the thing.
Not like fix the outcome, but how do we...
how do we rig the Emmy Awards, man? I got to get a win for Amy Poehler. No, to sort of give the brief overview, Breaking Bad was outstanding drama series, also won last year.
And it won, like, all of the available acting awards.
Right, other
Aaron
than...
Aaron Paul and...
And Anna Gunn and Bryan Cranston.
Right.
It did not manage to beat Julianna Margulies on The Good Wife, but that's only because it wasn't competing in that category. So Breaking Bad won again. Modern Family, fifth in a row, outstanding comedy series. Same lead actor and actress in comedies as the last couple of years, Jim Parsons on The Big Bang Theory and Julia Louis-Dreyfus on Veep. Both performances I like, by the way.
No, absolutely.
None of this is necessarily, some of these are things I like more than others, but I think Breaking Bad in particular is very deserving of all these awards, to be honest.
Well, and it's a valedictory.
Right. This was its final year of eligibility. I think it's also safe to say that I, for one, feel differently when a show like Breaking Bad is winning a repeat Emmy when it has continued to really change up the tone of that show and the challenges of that show. I feel differently about that than I do about a show like Modern Family, which it seems to me found its success in kind of getting into a groove in which it has stayed for all the seasons that it's been on. And it's a show that, particularly in the beginning, I enjoyed quite a bit, but I don't know that I think they're doing anything really different than what they were doing originally.
Yeah, seeing Modern Family win a bunch of awards, and Ty Burrell won as well, it felt a little bit like if the Grammys could nominate the same album, like we're still jamming on this Eric Clapton Unplugged album. You know, they just would give it an award year after year.
It would be the Eric Clapton Unplugged album, too.
It would. I didn't want to go with Tony Bennett Unplugged, but Eric Clapton Unplugged, totally.
Yeah. For me, these repeat Emmys really raise the issue of what award shows are supposed to be for.
Yeah.
You give up after a certain period of time on the idea that it's actually going to be some kind of, you know, now the suspense is killing me, it's going to be the best show.
Right.
You know, they didn't nominate The Wire. They didn't nominate Buffy. There have been a ton of things.
This year, they didn't nominate Tatiana Maslany.
From Orphan Black, who we've talked about before, who's doing kind of the most high wire acting probably on television right now. It's not that. It doesn't actually determine what's best. So what is it for? And I think what was bothering a lot of people Monday night, and what was kind of bugging me, is that you had a bunch of new shows and new performances that had a lot of trouble getting recognized. Orange is the New Black, I have more mixed feelings about Orange is the New Black than a lot of people do.
I
know you do. But in terms of, there are things about it that worked great for me and things that didn't work great for me. But certainly, it's ambitious and different and that kind of thing. And seeing it unable to have any of those things recognized is a little bit difficult. As was, for me, one of the real heartbreakers, although Fargo won Outstanding Miniseries, it did not win any of the acting awards for which it was nominated, and particularly Alison Tolman, who plays the female lead in Fargo, nominated in a supporting category, but she's the female lead in Fargo. You know, a lot of it comes down to what you want them to be for. It just bugs me that Amy Poehler has never been up there to have people say, you're doing great work.
And it
becomes a really personal thing. It's not actually validation that they need. You just want to see them recognized. You just want to see somebody pat them on the back and tell them that they're doing great work.
What did you think of the telecast with Seth Meyers as host?
I think Seth Meyers was good. I think the opening monologue, although it was very inside baseball-y, it had a lot of jokes about the TV industry. But I did think they were sharp jokes. They were certainly knowing jokes. He did a little bit with Amy Poehler that I thought was really funny.
There was a really particularly funny spot, I thought, where he was kind of calling on people in the audience and, you know, obviously pretending to be randos, and it was John Hamm. And particularly, I thought Melissa McCarthy was just enormously hilarious for just this, yeah, like, little 60-second cameo.
She's sort of the new Steve Martin in that people have figured out you just cut to
just
her.
Deploy
and
her.
She just does a thing, and she's funny.
Yeah.
I thought that the In Memoriam, which ended with a tribute to Robin Williams by Billy Crystal, was very sweet. I could have lived without the bit where Sofia Vergara stood on a rotating platform while everyone ogled her, and that was supposed to be funny. I mean, I know she came out later and said, I have a sense of humor about myself. It's not that. It has to do with the way the awards are presenting how much they care about women. But
I felt like there was like a weather formation that swept the nation of people going,
yeah,
during that.
You know,
I found that really uncomfortable.
It just was off-putting. Yeah. It was off-putting. And I get that she's very game, and she has a right to be very game and to say, I'm okay with doing this. That's totally fine. But other people then have a right to say, and I thought it was in poor taste. Like, you make a statement when you do that, not only to her, but also about her and about, you know, the presence of women and women of color at the ceremony in general. And if they had more women and if they had more people of color, and especially women of color, you probably would not have people reacting with quite as much discomfort. It was really one of the few times you actually looked at a woman on stage who wasn't accepting an award in a capacity as an actress. It was complicated in that way. But, you know, as I said, I think it just brings up that question of what exactly you want awards to be.
Yeah.
And what I wanted them most to be was done. And now they are for another year.
For me, it was like the show itself was okay, but the awards, I would have loved to have seen more opportunities for people to come out of the ceremony excited about watching something new on television. That's what I think was missing. Maybe Fargo. Maybe people will want to watch Fargo.
Yeah,
now.
No, it's true. It's true. And True Detective didn't get anything, but I have a feeling people will hear about it anyway.
So. Somehow I'm guessing they will.
Yeah. Full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour are available every Friday at iTunes or your favorite podcast software or at npr.org. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Linda.